Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now is Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Believe it or not, this is even take two, believe that or not.
Yeah.
I had to go gun belt shopping the other day. What kind of gun belt do you run?
I got something, 5'11". I've had it for probably a decade now.
Right.
This is, I think, my second or third. Those gun belts come straight off the rack, and now it looks like I'm wearing a boa constrictor around my waist, but it's comfortable.
That's the good shape, though. Once you get it to that shape, that's the good shape. I gave my son came looking for my son, everything that I ever give my son, he gets the money's worth out of it.
Right. Oh. Right. Okay.
One thing I admire about him is he has the original Glock 19 that he got so many years ago. He has his original Glock 26 that he got so many years ago. He built his own AR, and he went out and zeroed that, and when he got it zeroed in three shots, he's like, this is my rifle. He's never had any need to go out and get another one of those out there. So he gets his money's worth out of stuff. I like that. So, to that end, he comes to me and goes, hey, man, I've worn out my Core belt that you gave me, because Core Essentials used to be a sponsor of mine. I was like, let's go looking. And I found one that had not been set up yet, which they are marked on the inside to where you can cut them down to your size, right?
Okay.
So you cut it down, you attach the belt buckle to it. Now you have the ratcheting belt system that is really good and really adjustable, and it goes in, goes out, no easy peasy. And it holds up just about anything you can. If your body can hold it up, the belt will hold it up for you. So then I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, oh, well, it's getting cooler now. I need to set me up a new belt, and I just had given him my last belt.
Uh-oh. So, oh, you know how to solve that.
Well, I had to go shopping. And the first place I go, which used to be a big Core Essentials stocker, I get there and they are remodeling, and they have about a quarter of what they normally have. And the only belts they have are Next belts, which I look at that and I'm thinking, okay, fine. So I got that. And then on the way home, as we were coming home, I knew about this little gun shop here in town where I live. And I knew that they stocked Core Essentials. So I went in there and I bought a Core Essentials belt. So then I'm like, okay, I got two, so now I can compare these two. But they're both ratcheting belt systems, and, you know, they work really well. They work
cool.
Really well.
A buddy of mine's been nagging me to go to a local, almost a mom-and-pop store, rural town, but he says they got some awesome leather belts in stock. They're cheaper in the store than they are online.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a trip in my future.
I hear you. So, let's talk about Lewistown. Tell me about Lewistown.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
Lewistown, Maine, there was a mass murder there. We got to talk about the elephant in the room. This murderer had a history of mental illness. He was checked. Now, the news reports use some weasel words here. Did his doctor check him in? Did he go voluntarily? Hi, I'm suffering from, I'm having a really bad time. Help me. But he spent several weeks in an institution. He was not involuntarily committed. Therefore, he still has a clean criminal record. He's never entered in the next background system. He's allowed to own a gun. More to the point, his doctors, his employers, friends, family, none of them raised their hand and said, this guy's a risk. Maine has what they call yellow flag laws. those people can say, hey, grab his guns, we're worried. They don't call it red flag. I'm not sure what the subtleties are. But then he goes and attacks a bowling alley that's a gun-free zone. The sign on the door says, we kindly ask that you refrain from bringing firearms in this building. We'd appreciate it if you left them in your vehicle. Please keep our atmosphere friendly, family friendly. And I'm thinking, what the heck is family friendly about leaving your friends as disarmed victims? I don't get it.
Right.
It's virtue signaling. And my only thought, Bill, was that if somebody had seen that and said, this doesn't seem right, and said, Mr. Store Owner, please change this. Okay, you won't? Okay. Then I'm going to write a letter to the newspaper and say, why is it family friendly to leave my friends disarmed and vulnerable? And if that had hit social media, including this bowling alley's website, maybe we'd have a lot fewer victims today. Well, I mean, Bill, I appreciate your show, but you can't be everywhere.
That's true. Now, so he was not involuntarily committed?
From what the news reports that I've been able to find, he was not.
Did he hear voices and want to shoot up the National Guard Armory?
I don't know. You mean, and to me, that screams schizophrenia, right?
Right.
I don't know the nature of his illness.
See,
they finally, for a couple of days, they couldn't find him. They finally found him. He killed himself.
Yeah, well, that's because he wasn't moving. He just killed himself, and he was stationary. And they went everywhere except where he was. I kind of figured that's what it was. I mean, I'd heard from some people who said, yeah, he used to hunt back in here. He could be gone a long time. I was like, well, okay. That takes a little bit of logistical preparation that nobody's saying he'd made, besides the fact that he could have done it. But that takes a
right.
little bit of logistical preparation. But having said all of those things, you know, the first details that come out of these things always are wrong, right? I saw something on Fox where they said he was a prohibited person and couldn't own a gun. And my first thought was, if he was a prohibited person and couldn't own a gun, but they didn't serve the yellow flag law on him, how did they know that he was a prohibited person? If they don't, you know, doesn't somebody have to be notified, okay, this guy over here is a prohibited person? Doesn't that have to be on record
right.
somewhere? So, I'm sure there's still details we still haven't heard enough about. I've heard that he was going after his ex-girlfriend. I've heard he was going after his friends. I've heard that most places were gun-free zones, and all the things that I've heard, the overwhelming thing that stands out is that there was just nobody there to shoot back at him.
Let's underline that, because I was talking about, I did an interview talking about the attacks of Israel, and it's not that the Islamic attackers are super warriors. It's that they attacked people who were disarmed.
Right.
They, you know, it's the equivalent of they went and attacked a Jewish day school rather than attacking an NRA convention.
Right.
What do we expect the outcome to be different? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, God, it's a simple lesson we need to learn.
Well, I mean, with the Hamas guys, when they actually encountered the IDF shot them down like little dogs. You know, it's like going up. It's the infantry versus the Cub Scouts when that happens. But those guys were all hopped up on Captagon or something. The Hamas guys.
Yeah.
They were running hot. But I got a question to ask you. But we got to go through the first break first. So tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a regular co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog. 2,100 articles there, and my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens.
And when he's not snorkeling, he's here. Normally you say that, but we didn't say that today, but that's okay. I said it. When he's not snorkeling, he is here. And, there's a few more things to unpack about Lewistown before we move on. But
okay.
We'll get to that right now in just a second. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now is from Gun Owners of America is Stephen Williford. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Today marks 3 years and, or excuse me, not 3 years, 6 years and one day since the Sutherland Springs incident, the shooting that you stopped, the rampage killing that you foiled. And well, it's a, you know, it's a good time, especially right now in this particular time that we find ourselves in, to I think to look back and see for our own eyes what really happened with that. So we've done this story before, but it always bears and this now the shooter here, this the shooter should have been a prohibited person. We knew he was an animal prior to this incident. He did some very reprehensible things to his kids, to his pets, to his wife.
He should have never been able to breathe free air again.
Yeah. But then, for whatever reason, that he decided to go critical mass on November 5th, 2017, he went in and killed 26 people, wounded 22 others, and was in the midst of trying to add to that body count, and then you intervened.
Yeah. He killed 26 of my neighbors, my friends, people that I knew.
Yeah.
He wounded other people, and, you know, he was going from pew to pew, finishing anyone off that was still alive.
What is the what did the community do yesterday?
It's the first time since the anniversary that it landed on a Sunday. So we went ahead, we had church service, and in the middle of the church service, when the shooting would have started, we went out into the foyer of the church and we rang the bell, read each one of the names of the people that we lost and rang the bell for them. And it's now in the church's bylaws that ever November 5th, that we'll do the same. We'll read the names and ring the bell for them so that those people that lost their lives that day will never be forgotten.
Now, in 2021, it was in court. They ruled that the federal government had been negligent with this guy, and they awarded the victims and families nearly $250 million. And that was a stunning admission for them to put out, I guess. I mean, the fact that they, because, I mean, they clearly were at fault with this. This was a U.S. Air Force thing. He should have been, he committed all of his stuff, all of his domestic violence and everything while in the Air Force. He should have been in a stockade.
I truly believe that he should have never gotten out of prison. I believe that, certainly that what he did, and plus when, so he disassembled his, to put it very politely, his infant son's puppy alive, and to get him to quit crying. And then when he wouldn't quit crying, and why would he? He's an infant, and he's just seen his puppy taken apart. Then he beat him till he fractured his skull. And then after they finally got him out of prison, which he only spent a year and a half in prison, they brought him before the board to get him out of the Air Force. And he walked in and told the board members that he was going to go back and get his rifle and kill every one of them. So they put him into a mental institution where he escaped, and then they gave him a less than honorable discharge from the Air Force. So if you, the 4470, the yellow form that you fill out to buy a gun, it asks you, have you ever committed a felony? The answer to that should have been yes. Have you ever committed family violence? The answer to that should have been yes. Have you ever been committed or been proven to be mentally unstable? He was in a mental institution. The answer to that is yes. Have you ever been less anything other than honorable discharge from the United States military service? And the answer to that should have been yes. Any one of those would have, even one of them would have prevented him from owning a gun. And yet he lied on that form, because guess what? That's what criminals do. They yeah. lie on the forms. And the government is inept in everything it does. They say we need universal background checks, and yet we have a background check. We already have a background check system, and they are so inept in doing what they did that they didn't enter any of it into his record. So he was able to buy guns and come to Sutherland Springs and go on a murderous rampage.
He had he was already acting out when he was in high school. He went to New Braunfels High School. He had seven suspensions for falsifying records, insubordination, profanity, and a drug-related offense. He was a troublemaker for me. Makes me wonder how he got in the Air Force.
Yeah, it does. Well, right now, today, our military is going through unable to get people to sign up.
Right.
And so they keep lowering the standards. How about raising the benefits and starting to pay our military men and women that fight for our freedom worldwide? How about raising their standards to give them and what they promise them they will give them when they get out? I have a cousin that was in the Army. He ended up going through a quadruple heart bypass, and they medically discharged him, and then they fought him for the longest to get his disability. And so they fight the people that do serve and do sign up and serve well. They fight them from getting the benefits that they've been promised, which is a travesty. And then when it comes down to, you know, they lower the standards of who they let in. The government is inept in almost everything it does.
Yep.
And it's time for us to stop trusting the government to do what it says it will do. And it's time for us to force the government to get back to the supreme law in this country, which is our Constitution, which the Second Amendment is part of. We need our Second Amendment to be able to defend ourselves, community.
We're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody how to join Gun Owners of America.
Please go to Gun Owners.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has dismissed a GOP proposal linking Ukraine aid to border security.
A group of Senate Republicans released a proposal for border security that they want in exchange for Ukraine funding. And they know full well what they came up with is a total non-starter.
Schumer cautioned that the Republican plan could impede the passage of funding for Ukraine's conflict with Russia. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is willing to consider brief pauses in the ongoing conflict with Hamas, despite rejecting calls for a ceasefire. The Israel-Hamas war, which began with Hamas's surprise attack on Israel October 7th, has resulted in over 11,000 casualties. The Supreme Court will decide whether individuals under protective orders can retain their firearms. The case centers on a Texas man who assaulted his ex-girlfriend and made threats against her life. John Schaefer, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org and AmericanThinker.com. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. I'm always on the lookout for trying to, you know, get a different revenue stream here and there. And I must admit that I'm very envious of the residents' revenue streams because he seems to have constant revenue streams coming from the craziest places. What are we seeing? Well, who's paying the resident besides us taxpayers right now?
Look, here's what's amazing is this came up during the election. Remember, Joe Biden was asked the question, have you involved with your son's business? And have your son received anything from China or any other foreign governments? And the answer was absolutely not. I don't discuss any business with my son. And our family has never received a dime from any foreign government. Mm. Well, the House Oversight Committee under James Comer, you remember they just took over at the first of the year. So they haven't been working it very long. Now, let me backtrack for a second. How did they think that they could make those statements and not get caught? They had bragged about it on Hunter Biden's emails on his computer system, but they were going to set up anywhere from 10 to 20 LLCs and stack them, what we call stack them, so that it would funnel this way. By the time you were able to trace it through all the funneling, it would take you 10 to 20 years to do so. They'd be long gone by then. So that was their intent. Now, we've been only working it for 9 months, but we have already uncovered literally tens of millions of dollars. And as of this last week, a few days ago, I actually now have checks written to Joe Biden from the shell company that received the payment from the Communist Chinese Party. So it's a direct link. A direct link to Joe shows that he received $40,000 on this one check alone. What's interesting to show how accurate the investigation has been is you remember Hunter Biden in another one of his emails. You remember he left that computer. What an idiotic thing to do because you have everything, all the evidence there now. He said that, hey, under this operation scheme, the big guy gets 10%. Of course, the big guy referring to Joe Biden himself.
Right.
Well, this was one payment for $400,000 to Hunter Biden, and 10% of that is $40,000. And guess what the check's made out for? $40,000. So that's just one. There was another one that just came out a couple days ago. $220,000 check written by Joe's brother James to Joe. And in the bottom it says, loan repayment. The problem with that, Bill, is there's no documentation anywhere filed with anything that shows that there ever was a loan given by Joe to Jim to begin with. So once again, you see this money coming through these various LLCs that have been filed. There's no question now, it's beyond dispute, that he has received money from foreign governments, which is a violation of the law. That's called treason. It's called bribery. And there's no question that the actions of this administration are directly tied with the revenue that's been given to him by these various foreign governmental entities. You take a look. Here's what's interesting, another thing that we will mention in this whole money laundry scheme. Ukraine has just come out with a list of officials that they have given money to in donations. Now, you remember it's illegal for a foreign government to give you donations. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars to a list that's probably a half a page, three-quarter of a page long, from anywhere from Joe Biden, Mike Pence, Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Kevin McCarthy, and we're talking about each one of these getting either 20, 30, 50, 80 million dollars coming from Ukraine.
Right.
Where is that? How is that money getting funneled? Well, you remember the president is pushing so hard because remember he's getting some of this money back. For a funding package to Ukraine and Israel. Now, remember, he says we stand by Israel. But when the House passes a funding package to help Israel militarily during this time of crisis with Hamas, he says he's going to veto that. Why? Because he wanted the package to include a huge, some billions of dollars for Ukraine as well. And why is he pushing that so hard? You can't get money back if you don't give them the money to give you back. So that is a cash cow, and they're not about to give it up. But unfortunately, what is so frustrating, what we've seen in the last 24 hours in this list, now bear in mind, let me give credit where credit's due, the list came from the Ukrainian government, so we're having to validate it. But, you know, I kind of have my questions as to why the Ukrainian government would issue it if they didn't have some validation to what they were saying. But understand that that is now, you're seeing how this foreign money is influencing our policies. They've got the goods on Joe, so hey, we need billions of dollars for Ukraine. If you don't give it, we're going to spill the goods. China, we've given you hundreds of millions of dollars. If you don't do what we say and operate that way, what do we want? We want an open border. Why do we want an open border? Because we provide all the drugs for fentanyl. We've got a deal struck with the cartels. They're kind of our net distribution networks in it. But we're the ones making a handsome profit off the chemicals used to make fentanyl. So we need to keep that open. By the way, it doesn't hurt us as well to go ahead and destroy your young people, knock off some of them at the same process. But we want an open border. You'll notice during the times I've been on your show here recently, Bill, how you just can't argue that a border should be closed. We have known terrorists. We've talked about it. We've talked about terrorists now with explosives and ordinances that are coming across the border. Why would anybody subject its citizens to the possibility of terrorist attacks in their right mind? Knowing that the Constitution, the first thing it requires is provide for the common defense. That's the first job of the federal government. They have totally abdicated their responsibility. Why? They've been paid off. They've accepted bribes, which is treason. They've sold our government out, and now we're going to have to pay for it. And this is where I get back to the issue that becomes somewhat controversial, but people need to hear it. How do you stop an administration that has gone so awry? Well, quite frankly, it's hard to stop people at the very top. your presidency, your chief law enforcement officers like FBI, DOJ. The only people that can really stop them is the military. The Constitution provides for the establishment of a military tribunal. We're at that stage now. The military tribunal has got to step forward and go ahead and start holding people accountable, or we're going to lose this country.
Right.
So that is, unfortunately, where we're at. I know it's not the greatest of news. It's not news I want to give to you. But we have got to wake up and do something, or, Bill, we're going to lose it all.
Yeah. More than, you know, it's... There's a lot of stuff like that. I mean, there's so many different facets to losing it all. They have done so many different things that seem to be, it's almost like the election. You know, the election was a confluence of different schemes that they put together. Mail-in voting.
Correct.
Ballot stuffing. Ballot harvesting. You know, then counting the way they did the counts and everything. So all that stuff they did, it was a weird sort of, it was odd that the leftists were able to put together this combination of things to steal the election. Now we have this combination of things that's just about sinking us. So,
well, you know, we're talking about that.
Hang on one second. We're coming up on the break. And I'm talking to Michael Letts. Now, Michael Letts is a writer at AmericanThinker.com. He writes a lot of articles. And he's one of these guerrilla writers too. He gets in there and he hits you hard between the eyes with the topic and with the part of it that matters. And he's not too he doesn't waste any of your time or any of his time with the stuff he's writing. And at the same time, he gets to the point, and that's what matters the most. Then also he does something called Invest USA, which is this is him giving well over 11,000 protective vests to law enforcement over the course of time. And that's still ongoing. It's probably 12,000 or 13,000 by the time I get done saying it. So constantly, that's the thing. You should go to investusa.org and contribute to that. That would be good. And, of course, he's a political commentator, too, which I thoroughly enjoy his political commentary. We'll carry on with this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Michael Letts. We were just speaking about the payroll of some Chinese shell company that pays old Joe Biden and apparently a few other people as well. Does that surprise you that there's some Republicans peppered throughout there?
No, actually, it doesn't. In fact, it ties in with what you were saying. How are they able to pull this off? You know, if it was just Democrats, it would be more difficult. But when you have rhinos helping the cause, they don't want to give up their source of income either. And that is how you keep this stuff moving. When they get into Congress, they forget their values, their ethics, and their morals. And they figure out, you know, this works out pretty good. I get a lot of money for doing nothing. And in fact, it takes a lot of money now to run for office. So, gee, I don't have to really worry about fundraising campaign-wise. I keep these deals on the side. I've got a nice war chest. I make sure that I budget enough to make sure I have a nice lifestyle as well. This is something I just want for the rest of my life. I'm going to take, you know, I don't believe in term limits. I'm going to keep this going as long as I can. Now, to make that happen, you got to play the game. And so you're finding very few statesmen that are willing to destroy the game for the betterment of our country. But there are a lot of rhinos and politicians that want to get in it for the greed and the money.
Do you ever think that, I mean, I sit around and I hear people go, we need term limits. And I don't disagree with that. The only problem is those have got to be voted in by the guys that would affect.
Correct.
And so we're asking them to kill the cash cow.
Exactly. You know, what I find interesting, of course, this really gets people upset or thinking, one of the two. So I tell them, okay, instead of term limits, I've got a different proposal for term limits. Let's just do what we did for the first 40 to 50 years in Congress. Serve without pay. It costs you to serve. See how many people want to sit up there for how long when they're not getting paid for it. And then suddenly you'll find that the people that are doing it for greed and to get paid don't want to serve anymore. You've got people that want to go up there and say, I'll be willing to make this as my contribution back to the greatest country in the world, and I'll serve a term or two terms and help, you know, put together legislation that benefits us all, and then I'll go back and live underneath that legislation. That's where we really need to be. And for that to really happen, we have to actually scale back the size of our government. Because what you don't want is you don't want the bureaucrats to become lifetime members and run the show regardless of what our elected officials do. So that's where you have to get into the standpoint that it's time that people realize that public service should be just that, statesmanship. it shouldn't be a quick way to get rich.
Well, makes me wonder now, since you're talking about the Republicans that were getting some paybacks and everything else, a little bit of this here and there, I can see where they go. You know, they, like right now, there's a lot of talk about Mike Johnson not being rich.
Right, yeah, he's not. You know, I thought it was interesting. I know Mike well. I thought it was interesting that Kevin McCarthy had received so much of this money back, but it's just one entity. Literally, it was like $40 to $50 million. You know, it's interesting what you can do with a lot of money.
Yeah.
You can see, that's how you get the speakership. You come in and you say, look, I can raise, I'm getting my own 30, 40 million or 100 million kickback. I give 50 or 60 of that to the caucus to help distribute among members that are running. Still make out like a bandit. And now I should be given free reign because I've put all this money into the party to help elect other officials.
Yep.
The vicious cycle, and it's got to be broken, though, Bill. It has to be broken, or we're never going to survive.
Right. You know, there's been a couple of things that have happened that have made me wonder about the House, for example.
Right.
That, and the two things are the shooting in Alexandria, which was a real event, and the January 6th kerfuffle, which was a manufactured event.
Correct.
But in both cases, the political class were the ones that were ostensibly targeted with this, and they have never learned any lesson at all from either one of them.
No, they didn't. And the reason why, just what you said, those were well planned for narrative purposes. They had a reason, they had a narrative they wanted to press, or a goal they wanted to accomplish. They don't care about how it benefits or how it hurts the citizen. They just want their objective. January 6th, you're getting too close to cleaning the house and draining the swamp. So we got to make those people look like idiots, like they're domestic terrorists, that they're a threat to this country, so we can shut them down. They always have an agenda. And that's what's so frustrating. And that gets back to what we talked about a few minutes ago. The only solution right now, when your top echelons, top law enforcement, DOJ, FBI, the administration is so corrupt. The only way to bring accountability now is what the Constitution provides for. That's a military tribunal. It has to be done.
Yep. Yep.
But there's still hope, you know, and this is what I tell people. Because people say, well, are you discouraged? No, this country, to understand, was formed by roughly 10% of the populace in 1776. And quite frankly, Bill, I think there's a lot more than 10% of Americans who are willing to stand and defend freedom,
yeah,
whatever the cost. So it's there. The question is, can we rally together to be united? I believe we can. I believe we're just waiting on leadership people to step forward and charge and lead. And I think there's a lot of people in the wings just about fixing to do that.
Well, when we talk about a military tribunal, my only thought is, well, who's running the military right now? What would that look like? I mean, it's a necessary thing, but what would that look like?
Well, here's the great part about it. Military tribunals are established by congressional order and by, you know, the Constitution. They are not run by general officers. They're run by senior grade military officers. In other words, captains, majors, colonels. And they're already in place. We already have military tribunals. We've been using them for some time in the war in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Still going through some of those cases now. And so what happens is when a military tribunal is convened, which we already have them convened, which is a matter of assigning them a case, you take the information. Let's just use Joe Biden. You take the information that you have. Here's all this evidence of bribery, money laundering, and treason. You're given a military tribunal, which is these senior officers. Remember, they're not general officers. They're senior officers. Are given that information. They have 30 days upon which to review, calling witnesses, calling the defendants for their side, et cetera, et cetera. They have 30 days in which to render a decision. Is this evidence substantial enough to show that there has been a breach of the judicial code? If there has, what is the consequence of that breach? And then it's the military tribunal that actually executes the consequence of that breach. As we know, by the Constitution, the breach or the consequence of treason and bribery is an immediate removal from office, besides some of the other things they've got on there. And that is what happens. You say, well, what happens if you remove from office? There are already provisions in the Constitution for that. The president is removed, and the vice president takes over. You say, well, that's even worse, Harris. Well, understand that she would be under part of this military tribunal, because you remember she was appointed by Joe Biden to be the border czar. Y'all remember that?
Right.
Well, it doesn't show how to take a rocket scientist to figure out there's plenty of evidence to show that was a disaster. She has done nothing to secure the American borders and to protect the American people. She's abdicated the responsibility of her constitutional office.
She's going to be the gun control czar, too.
So she's ready to go down. So you can't give it to her. Well, who's the next person in line? Well, it'd be the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, then the President Pro Tem. And you keep working your way down. I mean, I would think Mike Johnson, third line, he would be the next then.
Yeah.
Don't know of any scandals on Mike. You just keep working your way down.
They found out about Mike at Rolling Stone that he doesn't watch porn. And reported on that like that was a thing. He doesn't watch porn. That's a bad thing.
I'm laughing from that kind of ruined that article, didn't it?
Yeah. So I mean, you know, I kind of thought that that was a free thinking operation, but apparently not. That's fine. This is we're talking 2023, so. The fact that they do that and got away from their core mission, which is to, you know, write about who's the next lead singer of Thin Lizzy. Well, that doesn't surprise me. We're about to run out of time. You can find Michael's work, one, at AmericanThinker.com, and he is a very prolific writer there. You can find his passion at InvestUSA.org. This is a project to make sure every law enforcement officer in the United States has a protective vest. He's working on it. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.